experiment with different ones. Wait, no talking. We're live. Can we... Wait a minute. We have no intro music? Are you serious right now? Well, let me fix that. Here we go. Intro music.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. So let's spend it living and not just going through the motions. Sometimes we need to take a fresh new look at things in order to expand our horizons. This is Spiritual Awakenings, the show that shines a light on your pathway, leading you to a more fulfilled life. I'm your host, Drew Pillow. Join me.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Spiritual Awakenings, the Sunday show, where we feature amazing individuals, and we discuss wonderful topics that are all designed to help you have the most awesome life that you can possibly have. And today's show, we're raising the bar, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm here, of course, Drew Pillow. That's right. Okay, no, but seriously, we have a guest in the studio that is so just different, is what I would say. You know, we've had some incredible people here, but this guy, like, I had the opportunity to connect with him about a week ago, and he did something for me that I could feel right away, like immediately. And it was healing. It was awesome. And I like the way that he said, let me just show you what I do. So yeah. So what I would like to do is I could describe it to you, but we'll do that. But I also would like to extend to you the opportunity to experience for yourself today live on the show. So without in just a moment, I'm going to introduce our special guest. But first, I would like to introduce to you my co-host, the amazing quantum karmic healer and more, Jenny McDaniel. Jenny, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, Drew. How about you?
Good. I'm doing good. I'm all right. I'm all right. But my all right is normal people's excellence, so I'll leave it at that. Also, for listeners who are listening right now, I want you to know you can call in, join the virtual studio, you can get in the queue, and that number is 424-258-9300, 424-258-9300. And when you call in, you press the number 1, that'll let me know that you're not just listening, but you are indeed interested in connecting with today's special guest, along with myself and Jenny McDaniel. So now, imagine a drum roll, right? A really cool one that builds up the drama. So I'm going to go ahead now and introduce to you this guy. His name is Jimmy Mack. He's renowned medical intuitive, spiritual life coach. He's located local. If you're in the Tampa, Florida area as an office, you can connect with him that way. But he also does what he does through Skype and through other ways, so you don't have to be local to experience the blessing or the healing. He's the author of books, audio recordings, videos. He's got a beautiful website, jimmymackhealing.com. And also, he has a radio show of his own, and we'll talk more about all of that. But first, put your hands together, and let's welcome to the show Jimmy Mack. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. There
it is.
Love it. And thanks for having me on, Drew and Jenny. I appreciate it. Yeah, glad to be here today.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you agreed to come because what you do is really different as far, you know, for me. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are a lot more savvy and knowledgeable, but I had never heard of the type of healing that you do. You call it My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple. Can you take a moment to tell us about that?
Gosh, yes. I did a lot of different healings, took a lot of different healing modalities and different classes. Then I had a near-death experience, 2009. They took my gallbladder out, but they about killed me. They gave me too much anesthesia. And so I was coding out every night in ICU 3 nights in a row. And so I had very profound mystical, magical experiences, didn't see white light, didn't see Jesus. I had was more deep inner space stuff I was going up into. The easiest way to describe it really was it looks like the deep inner space Hubble Space Telescope pictures. So if you ever Google those and look at images, that's what I felt like I was going up into. It was very angelic. And so during those 3 nights in ICU, I had just really mystical, magical beings and different things visit me and show me different things. And so that's how it really came about, my liquid fish. And the simplest way to describe it is if you envision infinity symbol, which is an 8 laying on its side, spirit said take off the back left end, which gives you a fish. If a kid drew it with their crayon with their fist in their hand, it's very fluid, and the tail starts at the left, and then the fish always goes to the right, and the other tail winds up in the top left corner. And so what you can learn over time, it kind of looks like a little Tai Chi move. I call it yoga on steroids. And if you do this over time, then you can actually delete off the negative and download more positive. You can actually feel these changes coming and going through your body. So it's very profound. Yeah, and I have a Tampa office that we're at every week, a couple days a week. It's actually a big, big yoga studio. So love it. We do in-person phone 48 states and Skype and Zoom around the world, but it's change you can actually feel. So
yeah. Now when you shout out to our listeners, take a second to say hello and thank you to the callers and the listeners on blogtalkradio.com. Make sure you go ahead and follow us on Blog Talk Radio, DPR Presents. And what I want you to do is, as you are visiting Blog Talk Radio, our show page, if you scroll down, you can see a lot of the information is posted for today's show, including links to Jimmy Mack's website and more. And so go ahead and click that, like that, follow that, do that. And yes, and I see the callers are lit up, and I see you all pressing number one, and we'll get to you in just a second. But I want to ask you, Jimmy, two questions. One, what does it do? It's healing you can feel, and it's listed as transformative healing of body, mind, and spirit, people, places, pets, and situations. What does it do, and why does it require water?
As far as the water goes, most people, it's really along the forms of dowsing. And so if you've ever done standing muscle testing, applied kinesiology, or used a pendulum, if you're mineralized and you're really hydrated, it does make a difference in your pulls and the results that you get. So the more hydrated I tell people, the better. Facing due north actually makes a difference as well. So that's the basic thing over that. As far as what it takes out, I've experienced, it's really body, mind, spirit, a million different levels. I love theta healing. So for instance, in that, it would be a DNA level, soul level of you hooked up to God, the core, this incarnation, DNA, history, all past lives. And then there's parallel universe, parallel dimension, and other worlds. So it's a lot of different angles of ways that it's taking out. And once you get down to some digging and really figure out what the trigger words and trigger sentences are for different people, I've seen it change a lot of different things. I've seen it change things that during that session or later that week, that month, that year. I just know that it's simpler than most modalities or technologies, if you will, and I've just seen it create some profound changes for folks. And really, I played with it for about a year before I dared release it out on the world. And believe me, I had a great practice, always saw a lot of different folks. And I'd rather sat in my living room the rest of my life and talk to people on the phone, because believe you me, taking something new out to the world is, you know, a daunting daunting task, if you will. And you want to just shake your fist at God, like, really, I got to do this, right? So it's a whole other world. But it is simple, and we literally give it away for free. So when folks email us, it's just info@jimmymackhealing.com. In fact, they can go to the website, and they can look for free stuff on there and products, and it'll say My Liquid Fish Kit, and you can download all that. And there's radio shows like this one on there, things to read, watch, and listen to, and they're all free.
Well, heck yeah, free. The price is right.
Right.
But... I like that. I like that you know you care, and you get to do this, and you want to do this, and you so generously share it, because you don't really have to, but you do. I mean, you shared it with me, and you made me a believer. What a great strategy. It was like, hey, I'll just show you.
Yeah. No, I like doing that. I'd rather do that for folks, especially if I want to be on their show. I want them to know what they're getting into and at least have a taste for it, be excited about it. So I'm thrilled to work with you.
Well, great. I have a caller who has some pain, some physical pain. Yeah. And they want to connect with you. Is that something you can do right now?
We will do what we can.
Okay. So let me go ahead and I don't screen calls, but this one caller, we already had this rehearsed. They are like, hey, you pick me?
Maybe.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get this caller in. And the rest of you callers, definitely you are next, believe me. So calling from 801 area code, Misty, are you there? Over.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm here.
You're on live with Jimmy Mack. Yeah.
Hey, Misty,
well,
how are you? What's going on?
Okay, so I have a couple things.
Nice. Sure. We'll grab one.
Okay.
It's a one-hour show.
Yep, you're fine. So just pretty much it's on the left side of my entire body is where the couple things are all – it's all basically on the whole left side of my body.
Okay. And so what's been going on with that?
A lot of it. Well, I've got really bad neuropathy and pain that goes down the whole left side of my leg, and then the pain from like on the flank side of my back.
Okay.
And obviously, my arm. It's pretty much the whole left side of my body.
Okay, so can you stand up right now? Face due north, strong mountain pose and yoga. That's about hip width apart.
Okay.
Awesome. And it's going to feel like somebody's pushing you forward for a yes and pulling you backwards for a no. And so if you just say, my name is Missy, you should feel the pull forward. And you can say it out
muscle
loud.
Muscle testing, huh?
Shit. Yeah.
My name is Missy. Yep, I'm going forward.
And if you say, my name's Nemo the Fish, you're going to feel the pull backwards.
And what did you say, the liquid fish?
Say my name is Nemo the Fish. It's going to pull you backwards.
Nemo the Fish. Oh, my name is Nemo the Fish. Yep.
Awesome. So just go ahead and own that and just say I have pain on the left side of my body. Maybe put your hand where the most intense pieces are and just say that out loud since it's a radio show.
Okay. I have pain on the left side of my body.
Going to pull you forward for a yes.
Yeah.
You know when you're there.
Forward.
Awesome. So we're going to release it, disentangle it, uncollapse it, surrender it out now into the void. Pull her straight back when you've released it. You're going to feel a wave, and it's going to pull you straight back when it releases. And you can let folks know what you're feeling right now.
I'm still going forward, so.
That's okay. It's grabbing that. Learned all the lessons she needs you from this is no. We're going to change that to yes real quick. Having this pain still serves her is a whole lot of yes. And we're going to release that to no. And it should pull you straight back now and release.
You want me to say, sorry, do you want me to say anything? What do you want me to say?
You don't need to say anything. Nope, you don't need to say a thing. It's okay. I'm just doing it now. And you should feel it ease up and release. And it should pull you straight back.
Yep.
There you go. So we'll see what happens now with that. I do feel like it's a neurological issue, by the way. So when I'm in your energy, it's a whole lot of, down the spine above all else.
Yep.
And then we're just kind of moving off down there into those different areas. And so it's a really an issue with nerves and whatnot, too. Does that make sense to you?
Yep, you're right. I have a disc that's pushing on my T6 spinal cord. So that's why I have the probably on the left side.
Okay, so let's jump even further into that, and just, you know, without knowing, I'm just telling you what is being relayed to me. So just own that, just that you know what T6 is a little much. So, you know, just go ahead and say that. I have a T6 tension on my spinal cord, pushing on my spinal cord, nerve pain there. That's going to be 4 to a yes.
I have a T6 injury, disc, because spinal cord, shaking my cord.
You'll feel a poke forward. We're just finding the flower that is, and then we're going to release that too. Have her learn all the lessons she needed to from it. Release her from the service to it. Pull her straight back when you've released it. Thank you. And you'll feel a wave, and it's going to push back. Awesome. So we'll see what happens now with that. Yeah, I'm guessing you've been to all the neurologists and the chiropractors and a little bit of everybody.
I have. Yep.
So the main thing they're talking about for you too that would help is cranial sacral work, because it's very gentle. And with you, I just feel like I really need to be gentle. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, so I'd be looking into that as well, honey. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So we'll see what happens now. All right. Thanks so much for calling in and playing with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for help. Okay.
Thanks. Thanks, Misty. Woo! I love that.
That's
love
good.
The way you can feel the pull. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
He's like, no. You're going to feel that. Wait, just give it a minute. He's so confident.
It's
so good.
It's like demanding in a heartful, humble way. I dig his style for sure. We had him on the Alchemy Sisters a few months back, and I was mesmerized by his work then. He really helped Mandy, the other Alchemy Sister, out a lot. So I've always dug his work.
Thank you. I remember being on your show. That's awesome. And you were always sweet and helpful to folks as well. So that's great.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I try.
You know what stands out to me is that is when people say things like, when you talk Jimmy and then you say, thank you. It's like,
I was brought up Southern, so my mother, I still call the women honey and sweetie, and so whether it's PC or not, it's like, too bad, I'm from the South, and I'm, you know, the old guy now, so it's like, just deal with me. One of my friends, and he's been on my show, is Rudy Hunter out of New York, and he always says, I love you, I love you, I love you. And don't we need more of that? The thing that's been raining through by spirit lately, for me at least, is just to just send love to everybody and love them, love them, love them, because we need so much more of that. And the second thing is we also need to have more fun, more entertainment. Everybody needs to have a lot more fun and entertainment. So there you go.
Yeah, you know, that speaks to me, because I think that I would be that guy. I think that I would be that, I love you, I love you, I love you. I think that I would be, if I was freer, I think maybe a lot more people would be more creative and more expressive if we were more free and we weren't so busy trying to look a certain way and act like we should and, you know, and so fear-based. Yeah.
Very true. Well,
say I love you and you don't say it back.
Well, you just deal with that. That's okay. And for the people that you know aren't going to say it back, I say it in my head anyway. So,
right. There you go.
My sweet mom would say they just didn't get enough hugs. So,
hey, give them one.
That's right.
But that's scary too. Let's talk about some of your books and audio recordings really quickly.
Sure.
I noticed, I think 20 books. Nine books and 20 audio recordings?
Yeah, we've got about 25 now, I think. And, a lot of audios. Again, we give away a lot of stuff for free, so folks write us. There's a lot of them on there that we give out for free just as samples. But, yeah, we did a lot of different things. The main focus of my work is to really explain this and how people can actually do this themselves and at least work on themselves. We actually have a course on mastery, which is where, you know, even Misty could work on herself or family. And then we have certified practitioner beyond that, where folks are already in practice and can work on others. But the audios are main huge topics. Everybody perhaps has had an issue with it one time or another, like sleep, relationships, love, sex, you know, mental health stuff, physical pain. It's just endless travel, the holidays. There's some big, big catch-all topics there that really help folks out. And the books, like I said, are just primarily going deeper into this. And we even have an A to Z on healing for different things similar to Louise Hay's book, where you look up a particular issue and it would give you a sentence or two of what you need to change and work on and the symptoms of it, that sort of thing.
Okay, that's good. So, and people can get more information about this by going to your website, jimmymackhealing.com.
Got it.
And it's not hard to spell. It's Jimmy, like Jimmy, yep. Mack, like M-A-C-K, healing.com. Go there, and you'll know you're there because you'll see the stars and a picture of a guy and Jimmy Mack Healing right at the top of the page. I'm looking at it, so go there and click on it and do that. Because you know what? This show is free, but it's kind of not free. It is free. You don't have to give us money. But we do encourage you to go out and wholeheartedly support all our guests and of course, us. So there you go. It's an exchange of energy.
It is, very much so. Thank you for saying that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, there's that thank you. So polite. I'm going to start saying thank you, too. Thank you for the thank you. So let's go ahead and get another caller in. Caller from 303 area code. Thank you for calling. What's your name? And also, where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm calling from actually Arizona. That phone number is an old Colorado number that I just kept.
Did you say your name was Elsa?
Allison.
Allison. There you go.
Yeah.
Allison.
Hi, Jimmy.
From Arizona.
Hi. Yes. What's going on, honey?
Hi, Jimmy. Yeah, I've listened to you many, many, many times. Hi. Nice to finally get to connect with
awesome.
You.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
I have the main issue is shoulders, especially the joints, and all the way down into the along the back of the neck and upper back.
Okay.
The whole area is my big bugaboo.
Well, let's see what we can do. And also for those that are listening, if you use a pendulum at all, dowsing rods, that sort of thing, we can always use those live on the air too. I'm not afraid of that. I love that. But if you want to go ahead and stand up right now and face screen work.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And it should pull you forward for yes and push you backwards for no. Just say your name out loud.
Okay. I am Allison.
Should pull you forward. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
should
it does.
Should pull forward.
Awesome. Yes.
And then if you say my name's Nemo the Fish, it's going to pull you back.
My name is Nemo the Fish. Nope, that's right. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, awesome. So just go ahead and summarize that in your own words then. You have shoulder pain, mm-hmm. joint pain, neck
yes.
pain, all of that. You could even put one of your hands up perhaps by your neck or wherever it's most intense. And we're going to find the file where that is. And it's going to pull you forward real hard for a second here. We're just going in right now. It's going to pull you forward for a yes, that there is pain there.
Yes.
So the lean forward. Go.
Yes.
So we're going to release it, disentangle it, uncollapse it, have her learn all the lessons she needs you from it, release her from the service to it. Pull her straight back when you're done. Take out weakness and strong weakness. And you'll feel a wave, and then it's going to pull you back. Feel like somebody's pushing you backwards.
Ooh, this is quite intense. It's really stuck in there. It's very intense. It's really stuck in there. You know, it's very like
It's released, I promise you that. Yeah. I see it every day. I know exactly what you're saying. I'm just disentangling all that now, uncollapsing those waves and fields, especially the weakness and strong weakness holding it in place.
Uh-huh.
Aware that it tests here. Unclear to know. Should pull you back down, please.
Well, that's easing up.
And then it'll pull you straight back when it's dumped out. I know it's intense because we're over the phone. We've never met, so. Yeah.
Correct. Oh.
Now
it'll
pull you backwards. It's pulling it out.
Oh. Ow. Oof.
Let folks know when you make it back to neutral again. Drew, after this, nobody will want to call in, right? They'll be too scared.
I doubt it.
I was going to say, or everyone will want to call in. Yeah.
Either way, okay. We're good. All right, back in neutral standard. For me?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Awesome. Love that. Okay, so let's just add some strength for you. It's going to pull you forward. I'm doing it now. You're going to feel the pull forward. We're just strengthening all that up. Bone, muscle, ligament, tendon, cartilage, fascia, the nerves, everything. Yes. And then it's going to back to neutral once that's done.
Oh, boy.
Kind of a workout, right?
It is. I've heard many people online, on the radio, experiencing this, but I myself haven't done it before, so it's quite intense. It really is surprising.
It is. Yeah. I promise you it can only help you, honey. Yeah. And so I'll tell you this, that one of the next audio I'm working on right now, so everybody can know, is when I test for an S spirit, bone, bone, muscle, ligament, tendon, cartilage, fascia, nerves, bone, muscle, tendon. 9 out of 10 people are also joint. They're joint followed by tendon. So people go, oh, my elbow hurts, my neck hurts, my whatever. 9 times out of 10, it is literally joint pain. So kind of interesting. And so that's what you have. What a shock. And so we're just asking all that to release. Obviously, I would be doing a ton of water. And glucosamine chondroitin MSM tests really strong for you, an awful lot of it, probably at least 3 of those horse pills, maybe 3 times a day kind of thing. And I don't sell products, a lot of different things. Yeah, glucosamine chondroitin with MSM, it's really for joint pain, and that's primarily what you got going on.
Is that MSM something that can be taken by itself, or is that something that should be taken in combination?
You don't test for the combination, so I'm glad you said that. You test for only MSM. So there you go.
Okay.
Glad you're little spirit guide.
Okay.
Wanted to scream about that, and that's fantastic. So correct. Okay. You could take one MSM. It is a precursor of sulfur, and really what it is, and it acts like a oil filter for your joints. So that's going to go a long way to help you. With what we did today, it will gradually release all this off of you as well. Okay?
Okay, great. God bless. I will do what you say.
Hey,
thank you.
Too.
Thank you very much.
You called in, honey. Thank you.
Oh, me too.
Thanks
for listening. God bless. You bet. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Allison from Arizona, thanks for calling in. That was, she was excited. She was almost as excited as I was.
There you go. Yeah. So you know what's up.
It's kind of I don't know. I wanted to say weird. I was telling my girlfriend.
Oh, it's
like,
weird.
It's kind of weird.
It all the time. I tell people every day it's weird. It's weird. It'll always be weird to me.
You say you're going to feel this. And I'm like, I did feel that. Like, how'd you do that? I was looking for the rope, the string that was pulling me. For appreciate the listeners and the callers who have the courage to check it out and try it out for yourself. That's what this is for. Try it out for yourself. You heard a lot of things, and a lot of the things you heard may not even be reality. So here on this show, we try to present to you reality, true information with real people who do this for real. And then you find out that people are doing this because they have such a loving, giving spirit, to help others. Huh, really? You've been missing out. So glad you're here today. Glad you get to experience and share time with myself and Jenny McDaniel and Jimmy Mack. And so I want to mention something else, your radio show. We haven't talked about that. When can the listeners tune in to check you out?
It is on Blog Talk. It's every week. We've had it out for years now. It used to be at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. It is now 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's a Jimmy Mack Healing Show, and they can Google that, of course. The best way to get a hold of us is info@jimmymackhealing.com. Just send us an email. We send out a once-a-week email on Wednesday. It's called TGI Wednesday. It has all the links to all the shows in there, and included yours as an announcement coming up. We have thousands of folks who get the little e-newsletter. And so that's the easiest way to get on there. And every week I have somebody on there like Jenny or yourself and people that give readings and healings. I always have somebody on with me. I never do the show alone. This next week I have a woman that does astrology, numerology, and card readings and all that. So I just find it fascinating, you know. This isn't our hobby. Jenny would tell you this is something we do and live and breathe and eat. And mm-hmm. I just think it's so cool. It'll always just, you know, just gets me excited like a little kid to have different people on the show that do it. So, yeah, it's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday evening. But if they email us, info@jimmymackhealing.com, they'll get a bunch of information and they'll be on the notification list on when to dial in for that.
All righty, so that's Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central. You do the math if you live in a different area code.
It would be 6 Pacific, in other words. So.
Yeah, because we have people that call in.
Yeah, you definitely need to do the math. So.
It's funny, I would say 5 Eastern, and I think that would be good enough. And then there would be people from Central Time calling at 5 their time and the show's over. It's like, hey, come on now, translations, 2018. We all got to download an app on your phone.
Right.
So it's 9 Eastern, Tuesday nights, Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Check that out. And speaking of check that out, we're at the halfway mark. We're going to go ahead and play a one-minute commercial. I want you to don't lose your focus. Get excited because you're coming up next, all you callers. I see you. 727 area code 910-856. You guys are coming right up. Give me just a second, and I'm going to roll these quick commercials. You're live with Drew Pillow, Jenny McDaniel, and Jimmy Mack. What if it was finally your time? Your time to break free from the patterns that have held you back and kept you from living the life of your dreams. What if you could experience the healing and the guidance and the direction to find your purpose? To live the most fulfilled life possible. Well, it can be your time. Tune in Thursday nights for the Alchemy Sisters, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on Blog Talk Radio. Sundays at 5 p.m., DPR presents Spiritual Awakening, a live and lively podcast that features amazing psychics, mediums, and more. And of course, there's free calls for listeners like you. Tune in at 5 p.m. Eastern for Spiritual Awakening, DPR presents. That was so pleasant. I don't even want to call that a commercial. I want to call that dessert. So, yeah, you got a bonus. So, once again, we're back. We're live. It's DPR presents Spiritual Awakening. Sundays, every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern time on Blog Talk Radio. So, isn't that cool? You can tune in Sundays. You can tune in Thursdays. You still catch Jimmy Mack on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock or vice versa. You can see. You can have it all. Lucky you. And just to add to your good fortune, we're going to go ahead and take another caller. Now, you got a chance to hear a couple of callers, and you may think, oh, that worked for them, but it won't work for me. And maybe that's true. Who knows? But we're going to find out right now because you're up to bat. It's 727 area code. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Kathy, and I'm calling from Gulfport. Hi, Jimmy, Matt. Hi, Drew.
Hey,
hi,
Jimmy. How are you? Good. How are you doing?
Hey, having the best day of my life. So excited you're on today. Thank you.
Oh, I love it.
I know Jimmy Mack, so I've had benefit many times from him. He's the best. He really
awesome.
Is.
Yeah. I'm a believer.
Yeah, I'm a great
What's
believer
going on
his books and his MP3s. Awesome. Well, I'm kind of like
Thank
Twisted
you.
Sister. Some sciatica issues and complete exhaustion. I can barely walk. Got up and swam at 5 a.m., but barely moving. So just really struggling with
it. Can you stand up right now?
Pardon?
Can you stand up right now, honey?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
So
stand
standing up.
Have your face north.
Facing north.
So
yep.
I put your hand on where that. We're going to do something different this time. So put your hand on where that's bothering you the most, the sciatic piece, and you're going to feel a drop backwards.
Yes, I am. Ooh.
And we're just at weak
falling
point,
over.
And I'm going to release it. Yeah, release it, disentangle it, uncollapse it, surrender it out now. Have her learn all the lessons she needs from it, release her from the service to it. And it's generally back pain, especially low back like that, is either about money or support. You actually feel unsupported. So we're going to drop in what it feels like to feel supported, and we're going to drop in some strength into that low back, and now it's going to pull you forward.
Okay. It's pulling me forward.
Love it.
Yeah.
So just let that keep pulling and fill you up, and it'll bring you back to neutral once it's done.
Okay.
There now,
pushing
honey.
Me forward.
That's okay. You can hide that out. I'm just filling up that. So sciatic pain to me looks like a whole bunch of almost a hole in the hips where we dropped a whole lot of TV and cabling through. And so a lot of times that gets something in there, gets a little pinched off, and that's what you're feeling. We're just asking for that to release right now. It's going to pull you back to neutral once it's done.
Okay. Wow. I just keep going back and back. I'm in the middle of the room, thank goodness.
Up more and more stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going forward now. Feel kind of nauseous almost. Wow.
Yeah.
That was big.
More the back pain. Yeah, more the back pain than us doing it, so.
Where is the exhaustion coming from?
Exhaustion.
Better.
Yeah, a lot of this is the heat. You actually feel dehydrated, by the way, and of course our roaring heat isn't helping you any. So I definitely would pick up some mineralized water. The little electrolyte pieces you can put in the water, that will go a long way to energize you right now. My acupuncturist, oriental medicine friend, always used to say if people could just pound down about 16 ounces of that when they first wake up, it would be a game changer. So you need to definitely do that. Yeah.
I drink lots of water, so that's very surprising.
That's helping you right now. You feel kind of depleted of your minerals, and also the extra heat is a bit much right now.
Right. Well,
yeah.
thank you very, very, very much. Much love. Thank you.
Gosh, thanks for listening to the show, honey. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
There
Vera.
You go.
Thank you, Jenny. All right.
You.
Bye now.
Kathy. So we're at that point where I want to ask a question. As if I haven't been asking questions all night, but what I would like to ask a question, you know, this is the perks and benefits of being the host, is I get to do what I like to do, which is I was wondering if, Jimmy, if you could point your I didn't ask Jenny's permission first, but Jenny, would you want Jimmy to point his energy and his attention toward you?
Sure. Thank you.
Come on, honey.
Well, I have a little crook in my neck. It's on the left side, up in the actual neck.
All right. So if you just stand up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So just put your hand on wherever that is. We're going to do something similar to what we did with Kathy, which is we're just going to find that weak point, and it's going to drop you backwards.
Got it.
And we're going to release it, disentangle it, uncollapse its ways and fields at the point where the origin was. Have her learn all the lessons she needs you from this pain, release her from the service to it, and then pull her straight forward when you're done. So we're dropping out that weakness, and then it's going to pull you straight forward and correct that.
And forward. That
awesome.
Was cool.
Yeah, it'll bring you down to neutral once it's done, though. You'll feel a little wave and all that. You're already sensitive to all the energy they're saying anyway, so you'll get it.
Yes. The wave came in right when you were saying it. Now I'm standing neutral.
Love it. So we'll see what happens with that, too. You could also do well to see anybody that does cranial sacral therapy. I do like that. It's very gentle.
Yes, I do love that energy body work there. I like that you recommended that first college because I was getting some light body work for her too. So good.
And a lot of these folks, you know, go to the chiropractor every couple of weeks, and I love her, and she's very zen and very gentle. But a lot of them aren't, you know. And so to snap and crack you on a drop table and slam your neck here or there, it's like, you know, it's not a good thing sometimes. So that's kind of what we're feeling with you too. Anything you can do that's more your energy will slowly.
I just tilted my head to the right, and it cracked, adjusted, and lined straight back up.
Whoa.
It was cool. It was like I was just at an ethereal chiropractor or something.
Stuff up, right? It's funny.
That's great. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for playing along. We appreciate it.
Yeah. No, you're wonderful. Thank you.
That's cool. I want to mention this book. And I know we have callers and callers and callers, and don't worry, callers, we haven't forgot about you. I'm looking at your book. There's a book here called Take Action Now, and on the cover of this book, there's Bob Proctor and you and Dr. Maria, I think, Nemeth?
Yeah,
that's
Nemeth. Yeah,
Nemeth.
Yeah, that was a contributory book, and all of us wrote different chapters for that particular book. And so our theory on, you know, if you're really serious about taking action now, that is an interview all about My Liquid Fish. So, yeah.
That's?
Yeah, and we actually send that out. So folks that want to, you know, email us info@jimmymackhealing.com, we will send you the PDF and the Kindle version of that.
Yeah, well, that's noteworthy for sure. I just didn't want to not mention that. I mean, you just have... there's just tons and tons to talk about. I mean, your first email to me, it just was chock full of information. I was like, wow, this guy is something special. And you know what? And so that was just the words. But now we're seeing actual proof. I've experienced it. Callers have experienced it. Listeners, you're hearing it. Some more of you will get a chance to experience it. But what I want to ask you is now, so far it's been about physical conditions.
Yeah, that just happens to be the calls we've gotten today, and Jenny will tell you too, our practice, I swear to you, like one week will be nothing but cancer folks, and the next
mm-hmm.
week is relationships, and the week after that is fix my puppy dog, you know, so it's kind of amazing, and that's just how it shows up. So yeah, we do, anywhere there's energy, that's the basis for what we're doing, to moving stuff around. So it's really, really anything that has energy in it, whether it's your pets, that's why we put on there people, places, things, pets and situations. It can be a relationship if you want to get a better job, whatever your situation might be. You're uncertain of whether to move to three different cities. We can help you with that too. So, it's a different format, really on the intuitive piece. Really see it as something where you can actually create some change, as opposed to a lot of times the intuitives who I love will tell you these tragic things, all of which are true, and you know them to be true, and it's like, well, great, now two of us know these horrible things that are going on in my life, right? So, but the transformative piece is when you start moving this around, this energy around, so that you actually notice change and everything gets better.
Well, good, because I have a feeling that maybe someone's listening and wanting to connect, and they're having some, I'm looking for love or something about my job, and it's like, but am I on the right show? Is this something I could even talk about? Yes. So if this is your reality, I want you to go ahead and think, pick me, and let's see how good I am at feeling your energy. 904 area code. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Liza from Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida.
Liza from Florida. I bet you know Jimmy Mack, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, she's in Florida.
How are you, honey? What's going on with you? We've never talked before, though. So what's happening?
Well, I lost my mom 8 weeks ago, and I
when you say
feel
her,
like I
you
what
when you say left her, what does that mean?
No, I lost lost my mom. My mom passed away.
Okay, 8 weeks ago. I got
it.
Yeah. Okay.
Usually I can kind of sense when things like that are happening, or I'm a little bit more, I feel like, intuitive to things like that. And I feel like from her passing, or during her passing, I was very vulnerable, and I really kind of feel sort of, I don't know, like I don't feel like, I feel like I lost a piece of my gifts, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. So
I don't know if that even
definitely
makes sense.
It kind of does. You know, that might have been tied in. What they're showing me immediately when you even say that is it's women's intuition. So having lost the mother figure for you might have been more of a mother goddess figure, whether you have good or bad relationship with her or anything else. That's really what it feels like. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying. So
yeah.
Go ahead and stand up, face north. Yeah. And instead of we've lost that love and feeling, we're just going to say we've lost that intuitive feeling. So just feels somewhat blocked right now while I'm in it. That's going to pull you forward for a yes if you're standing facing due north.
Yes.
Okay, and we're going to release that, disentangle it, uncollapse its waves and fields, have her learn all the lessons she needs you from it, and release her from the service to it. It's going to pull you straight back when that block releases between you and your intuition. You'll feel the wave, and it's going to pull.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And then it'll bring you back to neutral once it's done.
Hmm.
Awesome. Feel that?
Yeah. I did actually.
Very cool. Yeah, good. Yeah, and so we certainly, we never lose that. I think that when we incarnate and first come in, you know, we have it stronger than ever, and over time it's almost like people and places and things and situations shut us down. And so I feel like that was kind of a pause for you, but it doesn't mean that it's going to be gone forever kind of thing. My granddaughter just turned 4, and she always tells my youngest son, I love going to grandpa's house because there's so many ghosties there. So right, she's a little Gemini, white on hair and blue eyes. And every night she's got to go out and say goodnight to the moon. And she loves pendulums and all that. So you know she's just, you know, just gone, you know, just so into it, right? And so I feel like that's how you were as a child, maybe playing with the imaginary friends, that sort of thing. And so as mother released, it's almost like you felt like you lost that goddess energy and that sort of thing. But we've restored it now. It's going to feel a whole lot better for you. We actually have an audio MP3 I'll be glad to send you. It's called Magic 8-Ball. For those who've ever seen the novelty 8-Ball, you shake it and turn it upside down. It says maybe, or not now, or next, you know, check again tomorrow, or whatever. So we named it that as a joke, but it really helps with your intuition. So if you send us an email, we'll send that to you. Yeah, okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Appreciate you calling in show. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Liza. Oh, we're down to the last 12 minutes. I'm drained because I'm just smiling so hard. My cheeks are hurting. I'm just like loving this. I'm loving that everybody is getting something good.
Yeah. Love it.
That's cool. Okay. Let's take one more caller and then let's talk some more. 347. This person is button is lit up, 20 minutes almost. 347 area code, what's your name, where are you calling from?
Hello, hi, I'm calling from New York.
New York, what's your name?
My name is Tanika.
Tanika. Yeah. Hi, you're live with Jimmy Mack.
What's going on?
Hi, I wanted to hear about what you see for me coming up, if you see anything as far as love and relationship or moving I don't have any children yet. I would like to have children and get married. I was choosing not to date because I just kept finding the wrong ones. Recently, and my ex from high school came back into the picture in June, and he lives in Florida. He has three daughters. He's 40. I'm going to be 40 next month. I'm 39. And I went to see him twice this summer. It was okay, but twice, you know, he seemed to have anger problems. We kept fighting, and I don't really know why. So this last third time, we got into an argument over the phone last Monday, and I ended up blocking him. I don't know what the anger is about in him, but it just didn't, I didn't like the way he felt. But I still keep thinking about him. So I didn't know if it's totally over, if you guys see it totally over with him, or
no, I don't get that
if it's
totally
not
over. I think that's worth you pursuing. When you're telling me your ages right now and all the different people and men you might have been through that didn't work out, I felt like he showed back up for a reason. Also, you know, 40 plus, you start waning on the chart of having your own children, you know, just biologically. It's not that it's impossible, but certainly the gap narrows on whether we're going to do that or not. So I feel really good about him. I think that may be something that, whether he goes to anger management or, you know, gets some counseling help, that kind of thing, I think there's a whole lot more validity here for both of you than perhaps either one of you want to admit. And I also feel like sometimes when people get too close, or he might feel like he's got a leak in his waders going through the estrogen river, you know, he's already got three women probably telling him what to do, even if they're younger. And so a fourth one comes along, and, you know, that might feel like a bit too much too. But it tests really, really positive, strong for you. And so I get that that's something you're going to want to unblock and maybe work through. So I think it's not just a karmic tie, but you have some really good soul mate energy there going on. So that's what I would do. I'd unblock him. I would work on that. I would see if you couldn't get some sort of counseling for anger and whatnot. Because, you know, the old adage or picture is the woman who's in skeleton, you know, form with clothes hanging off of her at the bus stop, and it says she was waiting for the perfect guy. So, you know, if you're looking for perfection, you're going to really, you know, be out there and probably always disappointed if this is a man we're talking about. So, no offense
no,
to being true, just saying.
No, it's just something about the way that he speaks to women I don't really like, and he seems to be taking out anger from maybe his past relationships on me. Because when we were friends, he was my first. There's no way that we had this anger between us for him to be getting this bad, and he gets disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And twice,
yeah.
He fought,
and
this is the third time.
I'm not going to put up with that. Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. I'm not going to put up with it. But I feel like there's enough of everything else there that you might want to look into working through it. So if you've got to go to therapist with him or counseling or whatever you got to do, I still would look at it pretty hard, because that's why you're continually thinking about him, as 9 out of 10 things are pretty darn good. Does that make sense?
I understand. I think when we were younger, it was, but I don't know what's up with him now. I mean, I tried to work it through with him twice. Each time we fought, I went back and tried to talk to make up. He said he wouldn't do it again. I mean, I'm in therapy to heal myself. He acts very self-righteous. If you try to tell him he needs to go to therapy, he thinks he's right about a lot. He's very dictatorly. And the third time we fought again, he told me to shut up. And I mean, that's not okay for a man to be speaking to a woman like that.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Well,
and I put
again,
up with it twice already.
Okay. Up to you.
Right.
Just
yeah.
Really strong for you, honey. So we'll see.
Well, appreciate that call, Tanika from New York.
Yep.
Appreciate you taking the time to call in, talk with Jenny McDaniel. One of them has M's in their name, the other one has N's. You figured out Jimmy and Jenny and Drew. And I was listening to you, Jimmy, and you know what I was thinking? what I would consider to be messy, you know, and somebody loved me and was patient with me because I had growing to do, and I still have growing to do, but somebody was loving me and patient with me, and I was, you know, I was willing to grow. So I ended up, like I said, I've taken parenting classes, I've taken relationship classes, because I didn't know about that stuff. I didn't even know I was a sexist, Like, I just naturally thought men are the boss. Hey, what are you talking about? So, but you know, therapy and taking classes and stuff, it helped me. So, you know, and I just to say that, like, everybody is not stuck in a space where they can't grow.
Right.
So,
well,
so
we're all taking classes, whether it's mine or, you know, going to anger management, whatever you got to do, all the way at the door. That's the one thing I've really learned about, you know, after near-death experience. I'm no longer afraid of death. I'm going to be doing shows like yours until I draw my last breath, and it's like go, 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 and I have this drum beat in my head. So, yeah, I'm like you. I would encourage everybody. There's just so much to learn and do, and so take a class and always be working on yourself, self-improvement. And if you do that, you'll raise your vibration and everything gets a whole lot easier.
Yep, that's right. That's right. I like that. I like everything. There was some of the stuff I wanted to say, but I got lost in what you were saying to her, and I totally lost my train of thought. But, and that's a good cue to send it over to Jenny. Jenny, what's your feedback? What's your view? How you feeling? What you thinking? What's up?
Just in general or about the caller?
The caller in general, the lieutenant, doesn't matter to me. We're open.
Well, when I was reading the energy right away, when she's talking about the gentleman in Florida, I got the green light, which is my symbol of there's something there.
Right.
And then she talked about knowing him in high school, and very often we incarnate closely with people we've had lots of past lives with, not always, but very commonly. So they were showing karmic, so three or four past lives they've had together where there was a deep, intimate connection. They procreated, co-created. It was a very lovely experience. So him having this anger thing that came out later in life, well, that's what happens with healing. It's layered. We don't always see it when we're 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, but we get to be 30, 40, 50, whatever, and we're exposed to the world. It starts bringing and triggering certain things that are innately in us. So, yes, I would agree with Jimmy Mack that there's absolutely something there, and that if she's interested enough, and again, it's up to her, to pursue it, then healing of some sort, like counseling or personal counseling, marriage, couples counseling, something like this, because if she feels like she's connected to him enough to sit in that space while he heals, there's really a beautiful thing at the end. Like Jimmy said, there's all these cool things that they have going on and one or two things that need to be healed. It's very difficult to find the perfect one. Like Jimmy was saying, you'll be disappointed regularly. So you have to take in consideration how much time and effort you want to put in. And if she wants to have children, again, that, you know, 40 years old, getting to the line of in the next, you know, 2-3 years is, you know, the time frame of biologically it being safe and things of this nature. So, if she wanted to, she could sit with him and do some healing, but he's the one that has to step into the ring. It looks like he does have a lot of heart energy toward her. It looks like he does have understandings and connections with her. And if she says, you know, I'm not going to allow you to talk to me like this, and pulls her energy back, if the heart energy is enough, he will reach back out, and then she can communicate and say, hey, I need you to do counseling or healing. Look at these issues. It's not good for your daughters to be around. It's not good for any women to be around. Look at the deeper meaning. It'll give you freedom. And if he has enough heart energy and he sets his ego down, that's when that twin flame connection can go back to space. But it just depends on his ego and what she's interested in, and, you know, how much energy she's interested in putting into it.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, that whole looking for a perfect guy, you know, there's only one of me, so we might have to,
there's only one through pillow.
Right, so you might have to just deal with just a mere mortal. But you know what? It's so beautiful to grow together, and nothing good is going to be, well, I can't even speak for nothing good, but if you're calling here and you're talking about it, then maybe a part of you still has some interest there. Mm-hmm. You know, and the good things are worth fighting for, and they're worth putting in the work for, you know, and it makes the victories that much more rewarding, because look at what we built together. And we had, you know, like old people, they don't tell you the story how everything was so perfect all the time. It's like I had to smack your grandpa a couple times to get him in check. So I don't know. I know I'm glad I got somebody that'll help me to help myself, because I'm so far from perfect. But, you know. At the same time, I am perfect, so, because I'm the perfect me. So once again, I just want to drop a quick thank you to the listeners, blogtalkradio.com. Appreciate you being here on another Sunday afternoon. You know, you could be doing a whole lot of things, but you're sharing it with us, and that for that I'm grateful. And I appreciate Jimmy Mack. Once again, I'm going to read the bio here. Renowned medical intuitive, as you see, spiritual life coach. He's taken, completed, and mastered a variety of healing modalities. After near-death experience, and a near-death or multiple near-death experiences, in fact, he was shown and developed a simpler way to create healing and profound changes, now known as My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple. So also he works with clients in person, if you're in the Florida area, on the phone, on Skype, worldwide, also with Zoom, accessing energy powers, energetic powers, co-creating changes that you can actually feel. I felt it. You've heard our listeners. They felt it. Contact Jimmy. You can click a link. It'll take you to his website, which is Jimmy Mack Healing. I was going to say my little first. JimmyMackHealing.com. JimmyMackHealing.com. You can get there, sign up, get on that mailing list. Get some free downloads, free information. You can get the free My Liquid Fish starter kit I'm looking at right now and connect with him. And you can learn to start helping yourself. Yeah, what a beautiful concept. There's also a link to connect with Jenny McDaniel on Facebook or email. Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E dot McDaniel, M-C-D-A-N-I-E-L on Facebook and email. And you can connect with me, most importantly. But you can only do that by listening to this show on Saturday, Sundays at 5 o'clock. So we have no time left. Jimmy, was there anything that we didn't get a chance to cover that you wanted to mention before we go?
I love it. I think it was a fabulous show. I really appreciate you having me on. And, Jenny, it's always a pleasure. And thank you all for having it, making it a beautiful Sunday for us and helping the listeners. So thank you very much.
Hi, all you're right. Welcome. Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, and have a great week. Peace.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. So let's spend it living and not just going through the motions. Sometimes we need to take a fresh new look at things in order to expand our horizons. This is Spiritual Awakenings, the show that shines a